Welcome to another episode of A Pint with Friends. This episode is brought to you by HostGator. Use the code Smitty's Brew and get 25% off your order and get started on your next website right now. In this episode, Ray, Shannon, and Josh in the background flow in and out of beer talk and board games, specifically Star Wars X-Wing from Fantasy Flight Games and three Hobbit-themed beers from Central City Brewing, including the Smog Stout, Gollum Precious Pills, and the Bold Belgian Triple. This episode is really focused around two different major franchises, the Star Wars franchise and then the Lord of the Rings / Hobbit. I've never been a Hobbit fan. I've never been a Lord of the Rings fan. I never read the books. I saw the first movie and it just kind of drove me crazy. Shannon and I watched it years and years ago, whenever it first came out on DVD. And, not reading the book, the movie went on forever and ever, and it just, like, partway through, it just dawned on me. It's like, this is a whole fucking series just about delivering this ring. And I just hated it, and I've never gone back. I haven't seen any of the other movies. Both Josh and Ray, I think, were major Lord of the Rings fans. I think that they do have some issues with the movies, but overall, you know, repeatedly over the years, they've suggested that I watch them, but I just haven't. And on the flip side of the Star Wars, I've been a major Star Wars fan since I was a kid. Well, really only the original trilogy, but I think Josh a little bit less of a Star Wars fan, but he's a big gaming fan, big board game fan. So we've all kind of latched onto the Star Wars Fantasy Flight game and just kind of gone a little bit bananas on it, buying extra ships, and the models themselves that you play with are all expansions, and they're really cool. So even just not playing the game itself, the ships are really detailed, really, really cool, and just even cool to have laying around on your shelf. So there's the core game. So we touch a little bit on the core game. Back when we recorded this, the two most lusted after ships, Boba Fett Slave 1 and the Millennium Falcon, were kind of being kept off the market, which really was quite effective because we ended up buying additional ships even though we were waiting for these, you know, the Millennium Falcon and Slave 1. So good on you, toy manufacturers, for forcing us to spend even more money on ships that we wouldn't probably have bought. Maybe I would have, but I don't know. I mean, those are too clearly the lead ships that everybody wants. The game itself is pretty fun. We've played a number of times now. Josh and Ray play, I don't want to say fairly regularly, but they do play games of some sorts. And so it's quite fun. What I like about this podcast is it really kind of flows in and out, kind of sporadically, from one topic being beer and the other topic being the games, the game itself. So there's just points in the conversation where it just drifts in and out. I'm not really going to apologize for it, but it's just funny kind of where it is, and sometimes there's even dual conversations happening at once. That I will apologize for, but this was just really a hangout. We're just kind of shooting the shit. It's recorded back in March, I think, maybe even February, so it's just been forever, and that's my fault for not putting it up. But it is the weekend of Force Friday, so Star Wars is getting to be, you know, the hype machine has really, really started. I got to get a BB-8. It looks pretty goddamn cool. I need to land a job first, because still job search is going. A little frustrating, but I'm trying to hang in there. Anyways, here is the podcast with Ray, Josh, and Shannon, and myself. Josh kind of shows up a little bit later. Kind of surprised him with recording a podcast. We were really meant to just be a game day and hanging out for a little bit. So I hope you enjoy, and thanks for checking us out. Talk to you soon. Take care.
People do it for you.
Exactly.
But I like doing it. It's fun. I keep buying weird shit. I bought clay the other day. Now I bought resin. I'm buying all kinds of weird shit.
She's going hardcore.
I just don't have the room for it all.
You guys are going to have to fucking
move. Which is why we're going to move. We're going to move.
Move out to Langley and buy yourself a house.
We were in Langley yesterday. We went to Toy Traders.
Nice.
Oh, we did last night.
Well, that's where we got that.
Did you get that at Toy Traders or mm-hmm. GameStar?
Like the, well, they're the same, company, but the GameStar. We're at both.
Star.
GameStar.
GameStars.
I don't know. I keep getting it wrong.
That one's cool, though.
Yeah, it is cool.
Let's just talk about that first.
Star Wars X-Wing miniatures. They're like crack.
I think it's called Swing. I don't know.
Zwing?
Zwing.
I play a little Zwing. Yeah. I like to Zwing both ways.
Actually, when we were at GameStop, so I'm in the checkout line checking out, because that's what you do. And this uber nerd 20-year-old comes up to me and he goes, is that for Old Republic? What era is that from? I'm like, fucking Star Wars, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, is it Old Republic or is it Clone Wars? Or is it just like, whoa, fuck, dude. And the original movie, so Old Republic, I guess.
So I hit him in the face with it instead of answering the question. Yeah,
exactly. But what was cool, too, is I didn't realize that there was a whole Star Trek one, too. Yeah, and they had this giant board cube, which I want to buy.
The Star Trek one's been out much longer.
Actually. Oh, really?
Yeah, same company.
Same concept?
Same concept. A bit different in... Just because you can use more ships and stuff like that. Like the guy was explaining it to me, it tends to be larger scale. This is sort of, you know, each guy's got 3 or 4 ships. This one is sort of like 10 or 15. It's a little bit... Right? Because if you're fighting the giant Borg cube, you're not doing it with a single ship. Like, you need 10 or 15 ships to beat it.
You need thing, right? Captain Picard.
Well, he's probably one of those dudes that you can get.
What are we getting? These?
I just keep finding my stuff everywhere.
Weird. Well, it's taken over the whole house.
My new space one, though.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Space war. Can you flip it inside out?
No, that would be cool. Spirit Hood.
That would be good.
Nice.
A little ad for Spirit Hood. They should pay us money.
So should the people we drink their booze, too.
No, that's true. That's true. I don't know. We were talking about The Hobbit, and we bought those beers.
Right. So, did you want to sample some of those while we're doing?
We should.
Podcast?
We should do that. That was the ultimate plan. That was the goal.
Okay.
And then you can convince me to actually watch those movies.
You might drink those beers and go, if the movies are anything like this, I am not watching that shit. The Hobbit movies. I'm not going to try to convince you to watch them. I might actually go see the third one tomorrow, just because I've seen. Because it'll be the best part of the three, because it's the big fight.
Is it the third one's already out?
Yeah, it's been, oh God, it's been out
since. It came out before Christmas.
Before Christmas, and it's still in a theater.
But it was basically, they at least did it 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Because I remember 2 years ago being...
No, there was a gap. They did The Hobbit, and then I think it was like 18 months before the next one came out. But between the second and third one, it was a year or something.
Oh, okay. Because I remember being in Florida, and there was like this whole big deal about him shooting in 60 frames per second, and it was some whole deal, and
hello.
And it was just nerdy enough that I wanted to go to the fancy movie theater in Destin, Florida.
Right.
Drag this one to go see it, and then
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some, the first one...
I forgot what we saw instead. We saw something else.
The first one's...
We didn't go.
No, he didn't go at all.
The second movie's, I mean, it's not, there's some cool, like, Smaug's pretty cool, the big dragon.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's...
You mean...
Smaug.
Okay, this is where I have 50 drinks now.
Smaug Stout.
So what are the, there's Smaug Stout.
Okay, so there is, Belgian Triple. Yes.
Hello.
And then... Borg. Gollum, the, Precious Pills. So I thought we'd start there, then go to that, and then end with a stout.
Okay. But this is the highest alcohol percentage.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. 8.5 for the stout, and 5 for the pills, obviously. I do think I want to make a Pilsner next, my next homebrew. That's the other thing, we should talk about your homebrew.
Awesome, yeah.
How is that coming along? Your very first homebrew you started... at the very most difficult level.
Yes.
Not that it's most difficult.
No.
It's just the lengthiest level.
Yes, for sure. And so the weird thing is the sour cherry that I want to do, it doesn't really give you any time frame on it.
Nothing at all?
Yeah. Like I'm reading I kept reading it and I'm like, really? Yeah, it doesn't. Like it, there's a separate.
They just assume that you know that. Like,
maybe.
That's weird.
Maybe.
Because I mean.
Or maybe it's just super quick. Like maybe you just do it and it's done. Maybe that's the thing, but.
Maybe that's what it is, because I was so surprised that the coffee and cream is 20 days from start to finish, which is excellent.
Yeah,
and I make I don't know. I was just... Length of time doesn't really, really matter to me, no. But are you going to make something else in the interim while you're waiting for this other one to go?
Oh, yeah. The sour cherry's next. I'm going to... I think I'm going to... I'd like to do it the weekend... So I guess either the last weekend of February or the first weekend in March,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to get it underway. And then however long that takes, and then I'll figure out what the third one is. The third one, I don't know. I mean...
You make something totally different, or you want to continue down the sour path for a bit? Because that's what you've been loving lately.
Yeah, I think I might. Yeah. I might try out, you know, the different...
Well, I mean, you can always go buy other beer, right, if you want something different. So, yeah, you might as well keep baking what you really are passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and I like the beer that I brought, mm-hmm. that stuff, I mean, that's, I really like, I mean, that's even hoppier than I tend to like beer,
mm-hmm.
but because there's the sour to it, sour, I'm a big fan of, so.
I mean, that, so it was Breakside, what's it called, like, La Trim something?
I don't even know.
I don't know, but it's a hopped... It's a sour beer that's been dry hopped.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. I couldn't believe how much I loved it because I'm not hugely excited about the sour beers. I can only drink like a sample of it and I'm pretty okay with it.
Right.
Then again, I've only had like maybe, I don't know, probably only had like 10 or so sour beers in my lifetime. But that one was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, I really loved it.
Yeah, it's really nice. I had one the other day. I can't remember what it was called. I met Josh at... St. Augustine's,
mm-hmm.
and they had a sour beer, but they only serve it in a glass. Can't get it in a pint.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sour. I mean, it was really good, but it was like poof. Like it was almost like that Belle Royale that I was drinking in the summer, and that mm-hmm. was sort of face sucking in sour. Like, it's like a small singularity in your face sucked you right in. And it was like, oh my god, that was awesome. Wow. I'm gonna do that again.
So it does have a time
frame. Oh, it does.
It's the first woman you first put in the bucket, you wait till it stops bubbling, which is about a week, five to seven days.
So
it just stops bubbling.
Yeah.
And then you're going to transfer it into a bucket and then put it back or whatever, wait, or leave it, whatever, and for another 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Oh, so So 3 weeks to bottling. Oh,
it's just the first part, it doesn't say how long, but it's, I guess once you make, you know, once it stops bubbling, it's like 5 to 7 days.
And then is it how long, bottle conditioning, like 10 days or so?
After two weeks. After you do the second transfer.
No, but then the bottling will be about 2 weeks.
Yeah, usually. Yeah,
typically.
Right, you let it sit in the bottle for a couple of weeks
before it's, you do it. The last step, which I'm going to do tomorrow with the Grounds for Madness, is we add a little sugar into it, and then we bottle it, and the sugar that we add to it, any of the leftover yeast, basically carbonates it in the bottle. So that's what you're doing. Rather than with your kegging, you can force carbonate it. And my understanding is it's like ready when it's in a keg, it's ready to go pretty quickly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about that because I've never done kegging.
How would you keg it? Would you have to go somewhere to do that, or can you?
Guys buy kegging equipment. So like my friend Ian, my buddy at work that was here at that Christmas party, he does kegging, and it basically, you know, he has a keg fridge, he's got the keg, so there's all this other expenses and room. Right. He's got a laundry room to store all the stuff in, so he's...
Right, well, that's the thing.
It's another investment.
Yeah, I've got the space, so who knows? I mean, I might get out of hand or something.
The benefit of it is you get to have the beer faster. The drawback is you don't get really to share it. You have to have everybody come over. You can't bottle it. But I guess, like, he was considering doing, like, a growler, getting a growler attachment. So that he could fill up growlers and then take it with him.
Right.
Yeah, so whatever. It's just that's one problem to have. Hey, Joshy.
Hi, Scatty.
How are you feeling, sucka?
Medium.
Yeah?
Your boy pass on some plaguish?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
He did.
Yeah, we did. We got it. Yeah. Bought it basically on, that's large. It's like $40. And then we
later.
Kept seeing bigger ships.
Not now, but like,
drop this down the table.
For sure, please, thank you.
All right, well, now I don't have to get that one.
Beautiful.
Or maybe I do.
Maybe you do. Do you want to touch it? The swing.
Okay, it's a little weird. You're creeping over my shoulder, doing it.
That was good.
So listen.
Yeah.
I owe you $25, but I'm not going to make it to Moshe Kasher.
Oh.
I'll be at school.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of lame.
School.
I got your money, though. It was either that week.
Right? Yeah, it's in classroom, so it's either that week or not till after my birthday. So I was like, I'll take this one. Yeah, sorry, bro.
Sucks.
Then he's joining a biker gang.
Yeah, a one-man biker gang called the Losers. Right. I don't know why I'm going to go.
I don't know. If it's just you, why is it?
The Losers? Yeah. Because I want to make it sound like there's more than one loser. Okay, so this is the Pilsner.
Precious Pils.
Joshua, we got a little bit of a theme. Let me get a glass. Hobbit beers.
The geek mood, after all.
Yeah, exactly.
Hobbit and Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's right.
But it's Hobbit beers, though, sir.
The tiniest bit.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because you've got the plague.
I do have the plague.
Like we tank. Also bought the little nerd protectors.
You really did go all,
yeah,
the,
man.
All the way.
Was
yeah,
that
yeah.
from the cards?
There's not an accessory Shannon won't buy.
I don't know.
If they hang them next to it, I'll get it.
I don't need these for this game.
I don't know, but it was fun.
Because with this game, you're not really shuffling and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm eating chips and usually have my cock out.
Crazy fingers.
Usually.
Pizza hands.
You guys have played with me. Yeah.
Exactly.
So you have your cock out and yeasty fingers? That's weird.
That's wrong.
I don't know. I kind
of
salute.
Usually by the end of the night, my junk is junk is orange because of the cheesies.
I was using cheesies to bribe Betty's dog last night.
To do what?
Just to be my friend. He's quite large and he gets wigged out and they're like, yeah, just feed him cheesies. I'm like, okay. So I fed him a couple and after a while he was just standing there like, hey, climbing up on my leg. Where are the cheesies? Like, get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
So how do you like the Hobbit beer?
I quite like the Pilsner. Yeah. I'm trying to expose myself to more Pilsners lately.
I like it.
A good Pilsner is a beautiful
thing. Yeah, it is a beautiful thing.
It's nice.
Yeah. And I've neglected the whole category for years. Because I've just...
Change that.
Yeah,
change
I know. I do. I will. So and
does,
I think it's because of you.
Does the Decimator kill 10 at every time?
So when
what's
he
that?
Games?
Does it kill 10 at every...
I haven't... fully gone through it. I just was.
Apparently,
I enjoy.
Who, that's the only place you can go to hear a correct English now. They say we must decimate them all. Kill one in every 10. To decimate means to kill one in every 10.
Really?
Right.
So it's like it's like a genocidal. Huh.
So the point of the evening is to come and play Star Wars X-Wing. You guys have been playing. You got it for me for Christmas.
And then I. Got it for
and then you went a little nuts and
for Christmas.
Bought things, and you've pulled Ray into it.
And Ray played once and
just once,
cracked right out.
Oh, you guys have played multiple times.
We played
so.
A couple
played
times.
Once.
No, we played twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys played tons of times.
No.
I played with other people.
I just envision you guys getting together as much as possible to play.
How?
It's hard to do.
Let me ask you this: how are you guys storing these things?
Not very.
I generally just put everything back into that box.
Into the box
that
it came with.
Back in that box.
Very, very snug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Wait, you know they have a big box for this you can
There's
buy.
There's no more room
of course
for anything.
They
I've seen it.
So that's got how many different add-ons
in it? Well,
you
bought extra dice too, eh?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Well, you need to. It's
ridiculous.
Just in case. Just in case.
I got the Phantom.
Nice.
That shit's trouble.
Yeah.
Nice.
I bought one of those.
Oh, I'm going to see that.
Yeah. Hawk 250.
I don't even recognize that. Which movie is that from?
None.
Oh, we have that in our hands yesterday.
That's from None?
I'm sure.
It's probably in the background of Return of the Jedi or something.
I got
Cloud City.
What do they call these? Headhunter?
Oh.
They're just kind of like a cheaper...
Oh, maybe they are making shit up.
You bought the Aces pack, right?
I bought the Aces, the Imperial Aces.
Nice.
The two Interceptors.
Cool. Nice.
What's some of the folded wings that we almost bought?
I don't remember the name of the full wing from Jedi.
It's the shuttle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we almost bought that, and then we saw the other one.
But I think that what the shuttle does is something similar to this. This is a support ship.
He's more of a support ship.
Like, the way I was playing it the other day, I kind of fucked up because he didn't have any guns. But what it does is you can...
Give him a turret.
Yeah, well, no, but he can pass off, like, every turn you're...
Have you guys played it yet?
We have not played it.
We've pulled it out and
looked
at
through it.
We
watched
tabletop.
There's an action phase. Like, after you've decided what the ship's going to do to move, you move it, and then it chooses an action. So you can use these.
This will all become
clear. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you can stack sort of points on this thing that can
How
be used for extra rolls. But its job is it can pass off the ones it keeps to other ships.
I don't know how to get them in.
So because usually a ship will get one of these little action points. I think they're called focus.
Yeah.
But they lose it at the end of the turn. This one doesn't lose its focus. It keeps them, so it can start.
It stays focused.
So he can chuck it out. So he kind of flies around in the background and doesn't really do anything. Just adds focus to other ships. I mean,
or he could use the turret gun that the ion cannon.
Yeah.
That slows him down.
Yeah.
Basically takes away their
ability to steer.
You guys are loving this game. So you're just pulling those things out. I could not fucking figure that thing out.
We both were trying so hard to get it.
Little bitch hands, though.
It's because you got too much cock juice on it.
Is that what it is?
Cheetos.
I've got quite aroused trying to pull that thing apart.
You think the Cheetos?
I should have just put my little pencil dick in there and tried to get it out.
And now he's got one of those things on his cock. He's and I'm gonna fuck you four times. So the Pilsner is quite nice.
It is nice.
I quite like it.
I expect it to be kind of crappy because it's like
it's the Gollum Precious Pils. I bought the trilogy yesterday. Just for you gents to try it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not bad.
Is it better than the movie?
Yes.
Yo, it did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, so is masturbating with Brillo pad, probably.
Brillo pad. I was going to say, masturbating is better than a lot of
things. That's right. Masturbating is better than breathing sometimes.
He took you up, and then he's like, yeah, that's really, really good. Oh, and then he...
Yeah.
Brillo pad. Asphyxiation.
Duh. That's right. The fuck do you think I got a shed for, man?
Is that what that swing set is for?
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, he took
It's a very elaborate jerk station.
That's right.
Detached from the house.
I just like to swing around crazy in the backyard in the wind.
Some crazy shit goes on back there.
I'll go and find you.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's
a bylaw.
Have you heard of the new brewery up just like 5 minute walk from our place?
No, which one's that?
Strange Fellows.
Oh, I have seen
it. Did you go yet?
Emily just saw it like a couple weeks ago, and I went there earlier this week.
Yeah.
Bought a couple of the little growlers because I always have the big ones, and I never fill up.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't.
I love the mini growlers.
I'm done with the big growlers.
That's a lot. That's a lot to get through by yourself.
Well, this is the thing, is that unless you're going to commit to that amount, or you're going to bring it and share with a bunch of people.
It's a six pack.
Every time I show up with beer, everyone else has beer too.
That's true.
So,
maybe what we should do.
I got the Saison, which was very nice, and a pale ale, a 3.8 pale ale, which I think is nice in this world of strong beers.
Why?
It's kind
of
hoppy. So
why don't we, if we are going to do the growler thing, why don't we do, instead of us all coming in with all shit to try for everybody, is like, once it's your turn, you can do a growler, bring something, we can have theme nights or something like that. Something like that.
Just so that we're. I think is what I will be doing more. Because I went and filled up a couple of those. I can have a couple of different kinds of beers.
That's true. I like that too.
Well, that's why
one
I like
of
the
those
Boston
is like two pints.
Yeah.
So generally, that's kind of like.
How much did the bottle cost?
Maybe.
The small growler.
To fill it like $6.
No, but to buy the
bottle's
like,
cheap.
Oh, they're super cheap.
And there's
and it's a nice
Brassneck
design.
Brassneck has
it's
even a
nice
smaller
aesthetic.
One. Brassneck has one that's like this.
It's like
small,
the stubby Molson Canadian bottle.
Yeah.
Love that.
Just
it's like $3 to fill it up.
What does it cost?
There you go.
So yeah, it's great.
What
like
size
like
is it? Oh, I guess
yeah, it's not even.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's.
But they had a milk stout, which I haven't tried. They had a lager with wasabi in it.
What?
Really?
It's
quite
spicy?
Nice, and it
did it
be
work?
Really good with sushi, which is I think they're sort of,
right.
They have like they sell sushi there as well, little like.
Brewery sushi.
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
It looks good. They have like the food cart out front. You know?
Oh okay.
It's a big place. Like it's I think it's
so
a carpet store there.
Where is it?
It's like north of First, like 1.5 blocks on the west side.
On Commercial
big
Drive.
Black,
or closer
on,
to
Clark.
On Clark.
Like from my place, just go down to Clark Street, walk 3 minutes there, and it's right there.
Oh, nice.
Nice tasting room.
Oh, nice.
So you've
it's
got
all kind of like steel and concrete and wood.
So you've got Bomber right there too. So you got two
Bomber's
basically.
Way further though. This one.
Oh, is it?
Really
Bomber's
kind of
small
this.
Though, but they're good.
I'm not crazy about Bomber.
They're okay.
Actually.
We haven't gone back. Though.
We've only went
the
one time.
I
liked it.
To,
I thought
like
I liked
them.
It.
I wanted to.
It's
like
pretty
them,
inside. I like the one in New West that we
I
go
like
to.
I like this place better.
What's the New West one we go to?
Steel and Oak.
Steel and Oak is awesome.
It's really good. It's close by.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to any of these places.
But there's been a pile of them that have opened up in
well,
the last
well, that's the thing,
and
you
got to
wonder
months,
in
2 years can't keep up.
Where like, there'll be one left.
It's hard
to
go back to
you
the same brewery because there's so many.
Well, I was talking about my dad about making a still.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, making my own whiskey.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
Well, now, what do you need for that?
I don't know. My dad to stay at my house most of the day so my fucking shit doesn't burn down. And he's like, but then I could build a wooden boat. And I'm like, no, because that's where the fucking still will be.
Well, you had home distilled whiskey in Florida at Pam's house.
Yeah, that's right.
He took you to. He didn't even see you go. He took you to his room because it's illegal to do it in Florida. And,
right.
And
allegedly, he was making it there. Oh, he's not going to get
arrested. Well, what else is he going to take it? He would make it there.
No, of course he did. Yeah, but I think that was it. There is a little bit of danger.
Yeah, because you gotta you're boiling shit up. And
yeah.
Well, how was it? Was it good?
Oh, shields. It tasted 12 fine.
4, but no evade.
No, so no, but so look at what he says for this guy. If you've got no shields and one damage, for every damage you get more agility.
I like this one where it's if he's touching the base, they suffer one damage.
So is that the one that came with our new one?
Yeah.
This is your decimator.
Decimator.
That's a chick that drives the ship.
Oh, it's got bombs.
There can be. There's different captains.
Oh, I thought it showed a chick.
So how does it work with all of these different ships that you're buying? Are you guys controlling different sheets?
Oh. Yeah, I'm excited.
Best to just, like, set it up and go.
Set it up.
It's easy to learn, but kind of...
I learn as I play.
Yeah.
You can explain to me all day long, and I'm like,
ugh. Yeah, because if you're not putting it into context. Yeah, it's really simple. It's really simple. Like, we'll do one, and we won't have any debris or anything, because I brought my starfish... To me, the debris makes it the game way better.
Okay.
Having asteroids.
Well, can you buy those rocks?
Well, they come.
Wayne had the rocks on his game, like the big rocks.
No, but there was like three dimensional rocks.
Three dimensional rocks, like on sticks.
Oh, right. They probably made those
on tabletop.
Oh, you think?
If you watch tabletop,
it wasn't on tabletop. It was on some other thing that we saw. It was where we saw the star map, the Death Star map.
Oh, maybe he didn't have it. Yeah. Well, someone had rocks on sticks that looked really cool.
I
think we should make our own.
It doesn't really. That would be kind of goofy, actually, because you're moving your models around; they would just get in the way. So these ones, the flat ones that you get, and like the ship that I bought, the 2400, it comes with like an actual debris field, because one of the special missions in it is that you're going to.
We haven't played.
No, we haven't done any of the special missions. We've just been playing the basic game. But the special mission for that ship, like your decimator, will have its own special
mission. Is the special mission what's on the reverse of all of those cards?
No. The special mission's in there. Like, it'll just a little scenario. You set up a certain way and blah, blah, blah. And with the one ship that I have, you're trying to fly around and collect cargo that's drifting in a debris field from ships that have been blown up.
Okay.
See, the ship that I got, one of its special deals is like... Debris either blocks your shooting, or if you run into it, it can cause you damage. But that particular ship, it just ignores it. Like, he just sort of flips over it and does all this shit.
So
it's good for me. It's shitty for my opponents. But
also, debris is when you kill a ship. It's the remnants of the ship.
Yeah.
So this evening, you want to play teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
We'll split off. Like, because Josh and I have more...
Do you guys want to be together, or would you rather divide it?
Well, it makes sense if someone knows what they're doing on each team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we could do that.
So one team can be the Imperial, one will be...
I would like to be the Imperial.
Okay.
Ooh.
Why?
I have more ships.
Because he's got more Imperial ships, and I've got more... Okay, cool. I've got more sort of...
he's got a big...
Imperial ship. Or not Imperial.
Yeah. Awesome. Thing. Yeah. All right, well, why don't we wrap this up and then get on to the game. Try this out.
Okay. Good. You don't want to do the podcast?
We've been recording this whole time, baby.
Well, is there anything else you want to talk about?
Let's try these other two beers.
Do you want to try those other two? Yeah. Okay.
It's like 23 minutes in, so you could do like half hour.
All right, then let's
do... So the Pilsner, I like it.
I love it.
I wouldn't say I love it, but then I'm not a huge
Pilsner fan. It's nothing spectacular. It's good, but it's good. It's enjoyable.
It's crisp. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's not terrible. It's summer. I guess I would drink it, maybe.
Do we want to go stout or Belgian triple?
Let's go with the stout first, because the Belgian triple will...
Yeah,
maybe we'll go triple.
Triple first, because it's a bit better, and then the stout, yeah. It'll...
When I took a picture of this the other day and put it up, the only comment that I got on Instagram was somebody said that the stout was spectacular. Excellent, I think, was the term.
Friend Lisa...
But I don't know if they've had all of them, or that was just...
What also does a beer bloggy... thing, and she gave
palette.
Them all very good reviews. Like, she liked all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Glurp. Pass that over.
So did Central City like pay the rights to do the Hobbits?
They probably licensed it. They got a crap load of money.
How much it cost them to apparently. License the Hobbit?
I don't know.
Okay, so this is Bulg Triple.
Oh, it's clear.
Who's Bulg?
Some character they created for these movies. He's not in The Hobbit.
It smells good.
None of the white orc's not in it. Like,
right.
That's nice.
More action.
Oh, I think I like this one better than the first one.
Well, it's more. It's got more flavor to it.
More flavor.
Mm.
Yeah. Doesn't suck.
It's almost got a Hefeweizen flavor.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, wheaty with a little banana-y. Flour. No bananas, no, but...
I always think Hefeweizen tastes like banana.
Really? It's because you're always dipping your junk in it. Like me some Hefeweizen.
Oh, yeah. What this is actually doing is making me want to go back to Central City because I don't think I've gone there in about 3 years.
I know, we kind of avoided it because it's all the way...
Well, they were the only game in town for a while. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We saw their brewery on the way to somewhere.
Their new location that they opened massive. Up is it I'm is ridiculous.
The no, longer, now second one is not good.
As the longer I go on, it's too flowery for me. In the end, it's not. Just my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, that happens.
That I have a personal opinion all the time, unless I get punched in the face for it.
Well, yeah, but it happens. Like your first sip is not bad, and the second one kind of.
There's the aftertaste I find is a little
strong.
I see what you mean.
A little perfumey for me.
Hmm.
Not bad. No.
Hmm. It's good that we had this one before the other one.
I know.
Yeah.
No. Should we jump to the third?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd...
Get it done. I almost said get her done, and I felt like that's just awful. That's embarrassing.
Crack a please.
Oh, yeah, that last one was...
That's a little much.
So the third, the triple. That was the triple.
The third.
Yeah. The third one, not good.
They didn't need the extra nipple.
It's okay, but it kind of...
They should have just done finished with the single.
Kind of tastes like you the, go first, what the guy still... looks like.
Schmog stout.
They missed...
This is a spiced...
They misspelled blog.
This is a spiced stout, so...
Hmm.
I don't know what the hell that means.
I feel like I need to rinse my glass.
Orange peels.
I hope not.
Coriander.
I don't smell any coriander.
Vanilla.
What have you been up to, Joshy? What's new? Thank you for buying those tickets, and I owe you money.
Yes.
$25 each? No, $20.
Well, I know we gotta give them 45.
They were 19.
It's like 45 for two. It was 90 in total.
I like this one because it has a drink.
There's no change in that, eighth, right?
No, I can't, unfortunately.
Do we know anyone else who might want
to
go?
Do you think Rick or Saul wants to go? We haven't seen Rick in so long. Rick and Emery.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Might be the one.
Hmm. It's kind of weird. This is kind of...
I don't know if it's just because there's so much going on in the glass already.
Yeah. That's why I rinsed my glass out.
And Pilsner in there.
Yeah, but the Pilsner's not going
to
happen.
Shannon was the only one to rinse it up.
Because I'm smart.
You're smart. I never leave my post.
That one's not bad.
It's okay.
Drinking. Oh, straight up without.
Excellent.
No.
As the one person in the interweb said, that one person was lying.
Yeah, I'm.
No, it's just difference of opinion, Josh.
That's right. I.
Well, they're wrong.
My worry is these beers are going to be basic.
It's not, no. It's not that you're wrong. It's just that you're not as right as me.
That's right.
Well, I worried that there's going to be basic because they were like trying to get them out to
profit on. I honestly wouldn't go out of my way to recommend any of these beers.
No, I won't buy them again.
Let's quickly make this beer, get it out.
Well,
then, that's not what you want from a beer.
No.
That's true.
No.
And that's my worry.
Or maybe they do
because
they're like, this is limited edition, so whatever.
Also because Central City expanded too. They're going
anytime you market.
Well, I just shifted. I said this is going to get me to go back. I enjoyed the Pilsner.
Of the three, the Pilsner's by far the best.
But at least they're like expanded because before they would never experiment with other beers. It was always the same beers they would put out.
That's true. That's actually kind of why we stopped going.
Other beers. How are you going to know what's going on?
What's that?
I know, right?
You're never going to experiment with other beers. I mean, I've been drinking the same beer since I was 14. Oh, shit.
But they never have a seasonal.
This is...
Oh, from Revelstoke? It was a
Mount
coffee.
Baby coffee stout. It's quite nice. Actually.
Is that the dark side?
I can pour you some.
Yes, the dark side.
The dark side. But
very, very coffee flavored very with fitting. Hints of chocolate. Yeah, I like it.
Let's go back to that.
How long is it anymore?
Can I have a little something?
No. You don't
want
me to sit down.
No?
Stuke?
We have also bought tickets to go see Mark Maron.
Yeah, I saw you posted that.
Yes.
Do you know Mark Maron?
I've seen a little bit on Netflix.
The TV show. A little half-hour show. He's pretty funny.
Mark Maron used to run in Sam Kinison's crew. He's an old timer comedian. He's been around forever. Fucked up his life with drugs and alcohol. And then when Sam died, he was just like, oh yeah, that could really happen. And then has built his career back up from doing a podcast.
Well, he's funny, but I worry his show says all ages.
I did tweet the Vogue, and they said that it's all ages with mature content.
Okay, because I was worried that...
No, what the all ages means is they won't be selling beer.
What are they going to be selling? Nothing?
Nothing.
We have to drink before we go, then.
Maybe, yeah.
Duh. Damn it. I mean, when does that not apply?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to my parents' house. Gotta drink.
I really, I'm going to work. Gotta drink.
Just going for a drive. Gotta drink.
That's why I love
drive
Tacoma.
For a living. I don't like this. I don't like this.
I drive something very large. I'll be okay.
Well, the Tacoma Comedy Club is awesome because they serve food.
What is that
nasty
looking?
Little bomb.
Oh, snap.
What? A bomb?
Zip-bomb.
Fuck right off with those bombs.
Can I be the big ship?
I like that Josh...
Or is it...
That Josh mocked my little wrappers for the cards.
What we're going to be.
The what?
The little cases that I bought for the cards that Josh immediately...
I like
mocked it.
Scott, I did not mock it. I have cards.
Scott
I have those
has
for
dirty
some
fingers.
Of my cards. I have them for games where a lot of shuffling is involved.
Have you seen?
And they're already getting worn around.
Do you know how many times Scott
for
has
me, that's
spilled
what
his beer?
It's true.
What?
But he's, the more you drink,
you are not a true
spill
alcoholic.
Your beer.
That's true.
And you have ruined many cards.
Usually I spill at other people's houses.
Nice. I know, but you will do it.
It's true. It'll probably happen tonight.
We're using your cards
I know.
Tonight.
That's true. Yeah, we
you spill on my stuff.
Right,
shit,
you're
will
on
go
his.
Bad.
you're on his.
He gets clumsy.
Oh.
Yes,
that's
right.
You two have to decide who wants to.
Well, she says she wants to play
the
decimator.
So that's you and me.
So you and I, you and I will fight for the good guys.
Are we rebel scum?
No. You guys
rebel scum.
Going against
the rebel scum.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fascist.
Get out, my father.
That's right.
Actually,
I'm gonna talk like this the whole night. I'm glowing!
You
I'm
have
glowing.
A head like a giant
it's too
black
bad
penis.
That we didn't buy the Millennium Falcon. You have the shirt on for it.
I'm going to Taji to get some power converters.
Do you have one of those on order?
One of what?
We're going to buy the Millennium Falcon, yes.
I can't tell you these things. I can't tell you what's on order and what's not on order.
We're getting it from Barnes & Noble.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's
true.
We're
getting it from Barnes & Noble because it's hard to find.
Just asking if you have it.
You're right. I forgot.
No, because I was talking to the guy at GameStar, and I'm like, oh, how come
you
guys never have the Millennium Falcon and the Slave One and all that shit? And he's just like, we can't keep them in stock. And they are the company. Well, they're intentionally keeping them out
of
the market for a little bit
everywhere.
So they can promote other ships.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Because everybody goes, oh, Slave One, oh, Millennium Falcon, because they're such iconic ships. And the Millennium Falcon, I mean, it's as big as my. It's almost as big as
ours. Do you know which one we're going to buy? That big ass ship.
Which one?
Which one is it that we saw?
I forget what
today?
It was called.
It was
no.
Really long.
It was like 66 ball.
No, but
$66.
Is it the bullet shaped
one?
Not the bullet,
like
the other one.
It's
the,
got the triple thing in the back.
That's
it's got like a couple
the
compartments.
First, the first scene in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to buy it yesterday.
Like
just
a transport ship or something.
Yeah.
Well, they're both transports, but the one is the. It's a political ship, the Alderaan, blah, 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 ambassador.
I have the name, because I have it on my Amazon wish list.
Well, that's,
there you go.
I almost thought about buying one of the big ships, and then I'm like, well,
how is that going to work?
Especially on that, because, I mean,
and is it value?
Fucking big. Like,
well, nonetheless, it's going to be a cool-ass model on your
shelf.
Of course.
It
kind
of
floats through and, like,
right.
But it looks awesome on the board.
I think it becomes the space debris. Like, that's the thing you're trying to not run into. Like, oh, my God, is this... All the other ships are this big, right?
You're talking about the Rebel transport that looks like a long bullet.
Yeah.
And then the one that we're looking
at
is the X-Wing Tantive. What is it? IV? Is it 5?
Yeah.
5 expansion pack.
4.
4, okay.
4.
That's the one that was bought because it's here. It's Mark's back.
I don't want to spend $60.
That guy. All right,
let's get this shit set up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
So.
I might buy the Pilsner.
Yeah,
again.
Maybe. But I'm the other two, no.
Yeah.
The triple was...
Not a fan of the movies? Not a fan of the
I feel
movies.
Like I can move on from the Hobbit beer.
Move on from the Hobbit beer.
Yeah.
But I do kind of still want to go back to Central City and see if they've... what else
slap
they got
somebody?
Going on.
How dare you sell this shit?
Yeah.
They have good pierogies.
Good pierogies.
With beer. Like
we should go to that
beer.
New restaurant, the new one that they owned, which is ginormous.
That's the name of the restaurant?
Yes, it's called Ginormous.
It's got a big penis on the front of it. Ginormous.
Why you gotta make it dirty?
Because I'm single and I'm horny.
And I'm
did
the
you
one.
End up trying this hop stout, this hop cider from Portland?
I did. It was really, really good.
That's hopped cider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to tell you a funny story from work the other day before we go.
Oh, it's an odd.
Yeah, no, drink that.
It's a different
drink
hop
that,
cider
yeah.
than I've ever had.
Building your squad. So the other day, because I've now been at my job
That's really nice.
Isn't it really nice?
Do you want to try it again?
Sure.
Spur and Vine hopped cider.
Square mile. Bellingham from Portland.
Hard apple cider, pear juice, concentrate. I can't drink this. It's got concentrate.
I know. I was upset when I heard concentrate. Oh,
you guys.
I was upset.
It's okay. We're going to make the next. I've been promising Jenna for a year to make.
Are you going
to
make cider?
I'm making hop cider.
Nice.
Yes. I just got to figure out which apple juice to buy, or because I'm not doing fresh apples.
We've bought everything except the apple juice.
That would take forever.
Fresh you apples. Need apple juice or not or cider? Like
I need
pre-made
a
apple
juice with no anything else in it, just 100% apple juice.
Oh, then you need to go to Lana because that shit's all over the place.
Oh, is it
really? Well, Van Brewers has a thing where they all order a big fresh juice and you go and you bring your growler and you fill it up, but we've kind of missed it, I think.
There's a place right by my house called Ralph's, which is a Mennonite farm vegetable stand place.
There's Mennonites? I guess there really is.
Sure.
And they...
They're among us.
They are. Like aliens. Sorry, Mennonites.
They're not listening. Oh, wait, they might.
They have electricity.
They're fucking homebrewing.
They've got electricity.
They're homebrewing.
They knew they needed the extra stuff. That's right. So they
Mennonites,
kind of worked
Mennonites
away.
Look at porn like everybody else.
Yes.
Look, I'm already going to hell.
Yes, they're allowed to look at porn, not the
They
Amish.
Look at Amish porn.
Ooh, all ankles and necklines. Hello. You got quite the neckline.
Amish porn. In the little buggy.
Oh, in the back of a buggy.
Squeaky, 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 squeaky. Anyways, I have no idea what the point of my fucking...
It was home. Ralph's, the Mennonite porn store.
Right. So they sell lots. If you want pure, like, just fresh squeezed apple juice, let me know, because I'll get it from them. They have all sorts of vegetarian, vegan, like, super good stuff in there.
But that's what I need. I need, like, 5 gallons of it, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Is it 5?
We need 5 gallons of it.
They're going to use Cascade hops, because that's what everybody seems to be using for cider.
That's the stuff.
That's the thing I got to look into, because I'm going to start growing hops.
Well, your next recipe, your sour cherry, is using Fuggle, which is Scott's favorite hop. Actually,
I don't know if that's my favorite hop. It's firmly my favorite name for a hop.
No, you like
Fuggle. No, I love Amarillo hops. Those smelled amazing.
I thought you had
Fuggle. I love because it's called Fuggle. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you
What the Fuggle's going on?
Yeah.
So 75 points per person?
I think that's
okay.
That's a big game.
So you're going to be playing one ship, basically?
Josh might play like a couple TIE Fighters as well.
Oh, okay. Because
their big one is like 42 or something like that.
So it comes with an X-Wing.
Oh, nice.
Does it?
Yeah.
The new one?
I thought so. Maybe I'm wrong. No, it doesn't. No, it does not. I am a liar.
First of all, the X-Wing would be a
Rebel it's not. It's not.
It might have one that you can put on the front of it, like it's running through.
I'm thinking of something else where it
Those big ships all come with. Maybe, they all come with an escort.
Okay.
Anything else you
want
to talk about?
An escort? Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Anything else you want to talk about before we...
No, I think we're good.
We've talked about my homebrewing.
We did.
Briefly, talked about your
homebrewing? We briefly talked about my Grounds for Madness, which is a coffee and cream stout.
Did you want to talk about your t-shirt company?
T-shirt company.
Are you starting a t-shirt company?
No, a sponsor.
I'm not starting
a
t-shirt.
We have a couple sponsors.
I'm gonna do an intro. I've got, if you go to originalretrobrand.com and use the code SmittysBrew, you get 10% off t-shirts.
Really?
And they've got t-shirts of cool-ass defunct hockey teams.
No shit, like the Hartford Whalers?
Quebec Nordiques.
Yes!
Colorado Rockies.
Yes!
And not only that, they've got baseball t-shirts.
Here's a question.
Okay, well.
California Golden Seals.
Ooh,
was that a defunct
that was an
hockey
actual
team?
NHL team. Yeah, they're California Golden Seals.
I think
you know what?
Send the
I should put in a request.
Don't have it.
Right. Yes.
But you know what else they
were
had?
The ugliest uniforms of all time, bro. Hence the reason you should love them.
They also have t-shirts from the Negro Baseball League.
What? Crack a please!
What do they look like?
I don't know.
I have to look it up.
And there
well,
was
black,
a, there was
they
a
look
team.
Like us, but they have black skin. Oh, the shirts. I thought you were talking about Africans.
But there was a team called the Black Sox. That's not very original.
No way.
Black Sox.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, what about the Women's League?
I don't know if there was a Women's League, but there was also Canadian football t-shirts.
Nice.
So
the only defunct one would be Ottawa, and it's...
I don't know if there was defunct ones for that, but...
All eight of
them? But for an American company to feature CFL t-shirts was funny.
Well... Yeah.
Because they because getting the rights for those probably cost them.
It's nothing. Just eight T-shirts.
Yeah. Do they feature arena football?
Is it eight? I don't know.
No, there's nine now.
It's nine, and two of them are called what?
No, because Ottawa is not the Rough Riders anymore. Now,
they're not?
No, they're.
I hope what? They have a defense.
They're no. Now they're the Red Blacks.
The Red Blacks. What a weird name.
What?
Red Blacks.
Yeah.
The Ottawa. What is their mascot? When the hell did that happen? Like?
There are no mascots in the CFL. We don't.
Is
got
it like a half person,
money.
Like Red Black?
It's like, always racist. With you.
Oh yeah. But, I mean, yeah, I know. You can't have a mascot with Red Black.
No, there's. I can't. They actually, because everybody's like, no, that's the worst name ever. And they actually explained it. There is a historical context to the name Red Blacks. I can't remember what it is. When you hear it, it actually makes sense. Because otherwise, it's like, that's the fucking dumbest name of all time.
It's not as racist as the All Blacks.
Hey, that's New Zealand.
Yeah.
I know.
Are they really called the All Blacks?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's
in New Zealand.
There's a lot of racism in sports.
But
in
New Zealand. The term All Black is the feathers of the national bird of New Zealand.
Huh. Wow.
Which is the kiwi. Hence the reason they call them kiwis. It's not a fruit, it's a bird. It's a seabird, and they're all black. And they are the fucking premier rugby club in the universe.
Yeah.
And this summer.
I just got served.
This summer, World Cup of Rugby. So we're going to go. It's being
here?
Played in France. Okay. But
we're going to
France?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, wow. But I am going to take you guys down to a pub and we're going to go watch some fucking. Because it's.
Done.
Okay, I need to know the outfit I need to wear.
Team colors.
Robot girl or whatever you call her.
Cyber girl.
Cybermen? Yeah. I walk in with Cybermen.
Yeah.
No. Cyber lady.
Yeah, no, it's. Okay. Look.
Face painting?
You could.
Body painting
is more appreciated.
You should paint your body. You should totally paint your body.
Oh, nobody wants to see this body painted.
I know. He won't be the, when he goes and plays four hockey on Thursday, he won't be the Skins team. He'll be the
Fair enough.
Team.
I'm not going to be motherfucking Skins.
I gotta tell
if I'm Skins, I'm leaving.
I'm at a competition because I started riding my bike every day, right?
Yep.
So I've lost some weight. My mom was bragging to my brother.
Yep.
So I'm hosting our annual family gathering Christmas in July this year at my place.
Awesome.
And so my brother came up with this idea that my brother, my father, and I should be in a competition to lose weight.
Okay.
The prize being a bottle of 16-year-old Bushmills from each of the losers.
Ooh.
So I'm going to get two bottles of 16-year-old Bushmills.
Wow.
Notice how I get closer to the microphone when I say
that?
So you well understand.
That's sexy after dark.
But it's not just based on weight. It's based on percentage of body mass lost. Because they're both.
Wait, do you do that in ounces so that you get more
bottles?
No, it's
because I'm starting it.
Yeah, you'll win.
I'm going
to win. So you're cycling every day, though. Yeah. Are you cycling to work?
No, oh God, no.
Are you getting up early, going on a fucking bike ride, and then going to work?
It depends on the day. Most days I go after
But you
work.
Get up super fucking early anyways. How early are you getting up to go bike riding?
I'm not. On the days that I go out of town, where I start work at 5:30 in the morning, I come home and I go bike riding at night.
Oh, okay.
Like, today I went for a bike ride, about 10K, because yesterday I pushed myself. I did 40K yesterday.
Holy
crap. And then was like, oh my God, that's not my response. My response is, oh, what the fuck? And I had a nap. Yeah.
You know.
My taint hurts in a way.
You know.
I like the bike, I just don't like what my ass feels like afterwards.
But you get used to that.
Yeah.
Lance Armstrong lost a testicle doing that.
No, he lost it to cancer, and then he lied to the whole fucking world and took steroids.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah, you're right.
Now we should take his other testicle just because.
Gave him cancer riding a bike.
Should put cancer in the other.
That's what we should. that's your punishment, Lance Armstrong, for being a lying bastard. We're giving your other testicle cancer.
Oh my God.
And we're not cutting this one off.
That's not funny.
It's really funny.
We're not cutting it off, so he has to.
You know what? I think he's going to be okay. I think he's going to be okay. He's still a bajillionaire.
Is he still getting
no,
care
no,
of
he,
I think it's okay.
He's getting sued.
Is he?
Because he misrepresented.
By his testicle?
By the one he cut off.
So
dare you!
Is it like a class action thing? Because we all look up to him, and then he like.
No, but you got
to
understand. He
fraud.
Yes, he misrepresented himself, and in the process, made millions of dollars in subsidies,
endorsement deals,
based on the idea that I've never done drugs and everybody can overcome this, and blah 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 blah.
Right.
And it's all bullshit. So now these companies have all turned around and go, Lance. Pay us back, bitch.
Wow. That's okay, true. So he's fucked.
He's gonna have to
until he goes and writes a book and does a bunch of interviews. And then
no,
there he goes.
Who cares? Nobody
people
wants
will buy the book.
About what?
Give
I'm
it time.
I'm a fucking
liar. Yeah, fair enough. Maybe.
He has a website, too, that keeps promoting recipes, but I can't.
Recipes well, for live, one bald
just
man?
Just, like, healthy living. Like, it keeps coming up on health. My Facebook feed.
Do you mean Livestrong or Lance Armstrong?
No, Lance. He has a website, too. Oh, okay. It keeps showing up on my feed.
What?
Your podcast, whenever I'm here, must just fucking dip right down. It's like, normally it's about beer and intellect.
No. I don't terrible. Want it to be just about beer. That's the thing.
No,
just about beer is boring.
When we do a podcast
I want
together,
some
I'm
good
totally
quality
terrible.
Racism.
No.
And,
no.
That's, right, that's why podcasts must be done pantless, as we are now.
Exactly.
No.
Wow,
no,
your
when we
cock
do podcasts together,
really
we're
orange
terrible.
Now.
Your cheesies are delicious.
Oh, well, thank
no,
you.
No, this is pretty tame, though, right? Because when we do it together...
Yeah, but you
I'm
guys are
terrible.
Having sex on the table and
Madied.
Shit.
Madied.
Madied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
I'm terrible. I'm a terrible person.
Mm. So the 21st, right?
21st, her 21st birthday.
21st is, we get really
that is
sad.
That is
Shani
Gras.
40.
It's
that's
Joe
really
Shani Gras because it is that man's party
we're
as well.
Both turning 40.
Co-party. And
Josh,
we're,
what
and we're buying him 40s.
It's a week before mine.
Do you
want
to buy him 40s?
Josh.
A 40 pounder?
What day is your birthday? It's a week before. 15.
I want to buy a 40. I've never had a 40. I've never had any old English.
Ew, don't do it.
No.
No, don't do it.
I want to make craft malt liquor.
If you buy me 40, if you
I'm
buy
gonna get a,
me
I'm going to get a malt liquor
that's
home
the,
brew.
That's the next step.
If you buy me 8 ball for my
where
birthday,
can I get the
I'll be so,
so I need,
mad.
So I need to bottle it in those 40s, so I have to start drinking
right.
those 40s.
Right.
With your help, I can make 40s.
Do not buy me 8 ball for my birthday.
How about Night Train? Come
no,
on.
No.
If you drink no, honestly, if no. you drink enough of that shit, you'll hallucinate.
That's like
I know.
That's like six bringing 16 back.
Can
again.
You get Night Train?
I
if
don't
you,
know.
You can. You go across the border.
Where?
In every fucking gas station in America.
It's just called Night Train?
Beer,
and it's a 40?
Oh yeah.
But if you're gonna Look, claim beer at the border, don't claim shit beer. Because that's embarrassing.
They won't fucking care though, but the Cuba Night Train?
Oh, respect.
Well yeah. they're letting us bring
as
beer
they stick a finger in your backside. Because if you're buying this shit, you're a crackhead.
I claim a six pack of cider and they're like, have a nice day.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't,
oh,
they don't care.
They don't care. Okay. We've been experimenting right, how
bitches,
much we can bring.
Get the shit going.
All right, Josh wants to play.
Yeah.
Josh.
Thank you, Ray. Shannon. Josh.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
And share a pint with friends.
Yes.
Yay. Or total strangers and make friends.
Beautiful. Thank you. Good night. Showtime. Let's play.
Fuck.